We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 6, chapter 17. Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. Verses are 39 and 40. Etate sarvam akyatam yanmam tvam pari prichyasi vrichasya sura jatescha karnam bhagavan matehe. Translation: my dear King Parikshit, you inquired from me how Vritrasura, a great devotee, took birth in a demoniac family. Thus I have padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Not a bad way to go, though. He died. The last part of Kartik, the Bhagavatam verse, hit him in the head. I wish. Itihasam imam punyam chitraketur mahatmanah mahatmyam vishnu bhaktanam shrutva bandad vimuchyate itihasam history imam this punyam, very pious, chitraketoho, of Chitraketu, mahatmanah, the exalted devotee, mahatmyam, containing glory, Vishnu bhaktanam, from the devotees of Vishnu, shrutva, hearing, vandat, from bondage or conditional material life. Vimuchite is freed. Translation: Chitraketu was a great devotee, Mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitraketu from a pure devotee, the listener also is freed from the conditional life of material existence. Please repeat: great devotee, Mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitraketu from a pure devotee, the listener is also freed from the conditional life of material existence. Purport: by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The historical incidents in the Puranas, such as the history of Chitraketu, in the Bhagavata Purana, are sometimes misunderstood by outsiders or non-devotees. Therefore, Shukdev Goswami advised that the history of Chitraketu be heard from a devotee. Anything about devotional service or the characteristics of the Lord and His devotees must be heard from a devotee, not from a professional reciter. This is advised herein. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary also advised that one learn the history of Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee. Jaha Bhagavata Pado Vaishnaverashtani. One should not hear the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional reciters, or else they will not be effective. Quoting from Padma Purana, Sri Sanatan Goswami has strictly forbidden us to hear about the activities of the Lord and His devotees from the mouths of non-devotees. Avaishnava mukon girnam hutam harikatam ritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochishtam yatapayaha. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by a non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. One must be a bona fide devotee, and then he can preach and impress devotional service upon his listeners. The last verse: one who rises from bed early in the morning and recites this history of Chitraketu controlling his words and mind and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will return home, back to Godhead, without difficulty. That deserves a Hari Bol. Because that's all of you. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the sixth canto, seventh chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripaptaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanukha Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostude Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dhinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gorakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Parambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Virvava Bhomestvam Nirdesasa Janapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padamboja Radha Marana Mohana Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadramadha Srimadratnagara Singhasanasta Srimadradha Srila Govinda Deva Preshtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Srimandra Sarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swadir Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsidevyai Priyayai Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Pradedevi Satyavachai Namo Namaha. Sri Nishinga, Jai Nishinga, Jai Jai Nishinga, Prahlada Desha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Bringa. Yada Yada Hitaramasya, Glanir Bhavati Bharata, Abhyutanam Adharmasya, Tadatmanam Srijamyaham, Pritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, Dharmasam Stapanartaya, Sambhavam Yuge Yuge. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mami vaishyasi utvayvam atmanam matparayanaha sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mukshayishami ma suchaha shushushro shuddhanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra Punyatirta Nishevanan Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punyashravana Kirtana Pradyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Nashta Praeshu Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Utamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayashchaye Chaitayater Anavitam Sitam Satwe Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangha Sajayate Vidyate Hridayai Grantish Chijante Sarva Samshayaha Shiyante Chasya Karmani Drishtai Vatmanishware Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Itihasam Imam Punyam Chitraketur Mahatmanaha Mahatyam Vishnu Bhaktanam Shudva Mandad Vimuchite Chitraketu was a great devotee, Mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitraketu from a pure devotee, the listener also is freed from the conditional life of material existence. Especially in the present age, the great acharyas, headed by Srila Vyasadeva, who arranged the system, has brought forth the histories like the Mahabharata, and followed by the other Puranas. And then finally, the crown jewel, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavata Purana. And Anartopasanam Sakshad Bhakti Yoga Manhoksije Lokasya Ajanato Vidmams Chakre Satvata Samhitam. He did this deliberately, as do all the great acharyas, as do all the incarnations of the Lord, who Prahlad Maharaj says in his prayers, come to this world specifically to do good for everyone. And they are all good. And in order to facilitate the conditioned souls in the material world, Krishna comes and performs his pastimes so that one can see activity on the spiritual platform, the variety that we're looking for here in the material world, but which disappoints us over and over again, is available in the spiritual world. The same loving relationships, the same musical entertainment, the beauty of the dance, all available and is what we actually hanker for. But in the material world, it degrades me by participating. So Krishna comes and presents the beauty of the spiritual world, personally performs traveling roadshow, and brings his pastimes to the world so that we can see it and aspire for it. Meanwhile, the vibration of the spiritual world comes into this dark material world, which is a closed environment. The sound vibration in the material world is dead. And The result of hearing a dead sound vibration is that one dies. One who hears the talk of this world is hearing what is not news, actually. We call it news, and everyone looks for news, but it's the same thing recycled over and over again. It's a product of the three modes of material nature. And sometimes it looks like it's new because it's recycled. But actually it has the same result. It deadens us to our natural proclivity to love God. But the sound vibration that comes from the spiritual world immediately awakens the soul. Shrinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantaksto hibadrani vidhunoti suritsatam. There's something special about this vibration also. Because we are sentient beings, it means we have feelings, we have sentiments, and we have acute power of perception. And when the soul hears a vibration that's not from this material world, he can sense it. He knows. Of course, sometimes we see, all of you have seen, when you take the Harinam Sankirtan out into the world, or even if you just stay here and chant, it's okay because the world will come to you. When people walk into the environment where the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is taking place, which is the topmost vibration in the spiritual world. Nikila Shuti Maulirir Nimala Juti Nirajita Pada Pankachanta Ay Mukta Kaleru Pasyamanam Paritastum Harinama Samshrayami. Rupa Goswami says, if you go through all the sounds in the Vedas, you'll find they're personified, and watch what they're doing. They're setting up every day to worship the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of the holy name as the highest vibration, the Upanishads. And also Kali Santaran Upanishad says, Sarva Vedeshi Drishyate. All of the Vedas are pointing us, if we have the vision, to one thing, that is, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we notice, and we should, because this is the lifeblood of the Sankirtan movement, that those who are used to hearing material sound, that is sound that has no connection to the Supreme Personality of God, it is completely detached, and therefore it's maya. Ritertam yat pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani, tadvidyat atmano mayam, yatabhaso yata tamaha. Lord Krishna told Brahma, anything that doesn't have a connection to me is the illusory potency, and that's dangerous. Very dangerous, the illusory potency. For the soul, it's death. But when those who are walking about the world searching for just a little taste, they just want something enough to wet their beak at least, they're not getting it. And then they hear the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, presented by those who are pure-hearted, those who are regulating their lives for the purpose of pleasing Krishna, and who are listening to that vibration again and again, and have the intention of going back home, back to Godhead. When they sing it, that vibration has an instantly electrifying, illuminating effect on the conditioned soul, and you can see it in their countenances. When one comes around the, when you watch someone come around the corner and hear the vibration and see the devotees, that is the most priceless moment in the world. In fact, we should live for those moments to see the look on the face, because that's the look that came upon our face when we first heard the holy name or imbibed it through reading one of Srila Prabhupada's books. And then suddenly we felt transformed and we knew immediately that this is different. It's something else. It's from a higher realm. It's not from the three modes of material nature. It's not the same rehash. It's not the so-called news of the material world. It's something indescribable. I can't describe it. But it's so mystifying that I can't leave it. I have to listen. Some people hear it, they go away, and then they come back again. They try to get more. And sometimes they're embarrassed that they're so attracted to it. Because I am dedicated to stay in the material world. I've made a vow that no matter how many times I'm beaten down by birth, death, old age, and disease, I have made a rut that I'm going to stand up to it. I'm stoic. I'm going to handle it. And the soul doesn't want to let go of that long-cherished desire, Prabhupada says, for material enjoyment. But when he hears the holy name, he gives it up. He begins to think, maybe there's something else. And the holy name itself, just by entering the ear holes of the living entity, Yadabhaso pyujam kavalita bhava dvantavibabo drisham tatvandanam api dishiti bhakti pranayanim, Rupa Goswami says, it immediately gives one an inkling for what is bhakti. Even if one's a neophyte, even if one is completely blind to the truth, tatva antanam, he's blind, but he hears Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He thinks, oh, maybe I'm a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. It's receiving sound from the higher realm. In fact, that's how our whole sampradaya begins. When Lord Brahma comes out into the world, sitting on the lotus, and is bewildered and is in darkness. Uvacha purutas tasmai tasya divya saraswati kama krishnaya govinda he gopi janayitavi bhalabaya priyavanir mantram te dasati priyam tapastam tapa etena tavasiddhir bhavishyati. He's given this mantra. Actually, it's described how he hears the flute song of Sri Krishna. And it goes into his ear, he hears it as Omkar. And then it comes out as the Kama Gayatri mantra. And in the Sri Brahma Samhita, we find that the Divya Saraswati, the Saraswati from the spiritual world, comes to Brahma and encourages him, says, take this mantra, you chant it. And then what? Tapastam tapa etena tavasiddhir bhavishyati. One of the most beautiful verses in the Brahma Samhita. Tapas tvam tapa etena tavasiddhir bhavishyati says, do this tapa, chant the mantra. Tavasiddhir bhavishyati, by this mantra, you will attain all perfection. And now I'm going to recite the entire purport for that verse given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you will allow me, I've memorized it. Will you allow me? I'm not convinced. Is it okay? He says, its purport is clear. Period. So, the fine-tuning of Krishna consciousness is the preoccupation of all devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami has said that one must organize one's life around this principle of taking advantage of these gifts that are coming from the spiritual world. Tannama rupa charitari sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasanamanasi niyoja tishtam vraje tananu ragi jananugami kalam nayeda kilamiti padesha sara. The essence of all advice from Rupa Goswami is that one should organize one's life 24 hours a day around hearing and chanting about Krishna and his pastimes and his instructions in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. We just read recently in the Lagu Bhagavatam Rita, how special is the Bhagavatam?